Hello, this is my introduction. I'm going to discuss behaviour in classroom and look at promoting positive behaviour and how to manage negative behaviour. Also, I'll be looking at how to encourage positive behaviour around learning. I'll be discussing the behaviour theorist B.F. Skinner and discuss his theory and what he identified and linked this with positive reinforcement within the classroom. Promoting positive behaviour. B.F. Skinner was a behaviour theorist in 1938. He felt that the major way to understand behaviour was to examine the causes of inaction and its consequences. He called this operant conditioning. Skinner's work on this theory was through extending the work of Thorndike, 1898, Law of Effect. Within this work, he introduced a new word, which was, I quote, reinforcement of a positive. Skinner, though, behaviour that was reinforced was repeated, and behaviour that was not was weakened. Skinner, while at Harvard University, ran experiments about this with rats and pigeons. Reinforcement of a positive kind, which I have seen in classes through teachers continuing to praise their pupils and give out rewards in the way of stickers to promote positive behaviour. Also, at some schools, there was a learning platform where school children can access work from school and they can do it in the comfort of their own home in the hope they are awarded points, which turns to money in order to buy things with their points. I quote, Token economy is a system in which targeted behaviour are reinforced with tokens and later in exchange for rewards, unquote. Tokens can be from fake money to poker chips to stickers. The rewards can range from snacks to privileges or activities, unquote. Strategies for managing challenging behaviour. How to manage challenging behaviour? Linking the learning platform to this question, the school could reward points to the learning platform for good attendance and good behaviour, and students can cash in these points for prizes. Also, positive reinforcement should be promoted by schools and classes to encourage children to behave through praise of the child. To conclude, I feel that B.F. Skinner was ahead of his time in where he found that positive reinforcement was a lot more manageable and able to maintain a class rather than using punishment, which he felt was something that weakened a response rather than the person repeat the act. B.F. Skinner felt punished behaviour was suppressed but not forgotten about, and it could lead to aggression. Therefore, he chose to promote positive reinforcement. Teachers, students and parents should work as a team in order for the student to have a positive experience in a school setting and to promote and maintain high standards of teaching in all schools.